For Feminist International Radio Endeavor, this is Margie Thompson, and I'm very pleased to welcome Monica Aleman, who has been interviewed on FIRE a number of times, and Monica is the coordinator of the International Indigenous Women's Forum. So welcome back to FIRE, Monica.
Thank you.
Monica, could you talk about this report that was recently released related to Indigenous women and gender-based violence? What is the significance of the report and how did it come about?
Okay. Mairi Niwankaraya means Indigenous Women's Stance Against Violence. Mairi Niwankaraya is a report that basically tries to collect the stories of Indigenous women from around the world and to systematize the work that we have been doing at the community level under one principle, under the principle of the seventh generation, in which all decision-making is guided by a consideration of the impacts of one actions on the welfare of the seven generations to come. And we're trying to do so, first of all, to pay respect to our elders, because we believe that their wisdom continues to inform and guide our determination to advocate for women and Indigenous people rights, and we are trying to change the paradigm in which violence against women is analyzed.
It sounds like the focus is both on raising awareness within Indigenous communities, but also within the wider world.
Yes, the main focus of this report is for it to be used by UN agencies and by state actors to reshape the programs that they have when working with Indigenous women. But it's also important for us to show Indigenous women from all over the world that other Indigenous women have been doing the same kind of work that they have been doing, so that there is no isolation when it comes to dealing with violence against women. The main objective of this report is to try to contextualize violence against Indigenous women, to say why violence is happening, and to name some of the perpetrators of violence.
So by contextualizing violence against Indigenous women, you mean in terms of colonialism, militarism, globalization?
Yes.
Can you talk more about that?
In this report, we try to identify different manifestations of violence in the lives of Indigenous women. The first chapter is on neoliberalism and development aggression. And in that chapter, the most relevant aspect of this is that we identify spiritual violence that comes with the impact of climate change and the impact of the destruction of the environment in the lives of Indigenous women. But we also try to deal with the question of piracy by patent and the need to manage natural resources. The second chapter of this report deals with violence in the name of tradition, and this has to do more with cultural practices, and we try to take a stand regarding cultural practices, a stand that criticizes using the term of cultural practices. We criticize the neutrality of the term cultural practices, and we try to reanalyze the concept of culture. Then the following chapter deals with domestic violence and state violence. In this chapter, we try to focus on restorative justice and domestic violence at the community level. But also, we try to deal with some aspect of peace building, intertribal conflicts that are happening between Indigenous peoples. Then we have a chapter on migration and displacement of Indigenous women. We try to introduce a new concept of conservation refugees, also related to the aspect of environmental destruction. And we end with HIV/AIDS and violence against Indigenous women.
The report takes a collectivist approach to analyzing both the issues related to gender-based violence, but also in terms of solutions. Can you talk about what this collectivist approach involves?
Well, we believe that there is no way that violence against Indigenous women could be understood or dealt with if we don't take a collectivist approach. Why? Because that's how Indigenous women see themselves. In doing so, at no point we try to take away the aspect of individual rights. I think that there is a false understanding that Indigenous people and Indigenous women, in the process of defending collective rights, try to take away the individual rights of women, and that's not the objective, and that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to say that in order to protect the rights of every individual, we have to protect the rights of the collectivity, because everybody counts in that collectivity. And we focus on the concept of complementarity.
I know that some have argued that to focus on Indigenous women takes away from the overall struggle, and this seems to be something that women face in any kind of social and political movement. How do you respond to that within the Indigenous movement struggle?
There have been many, many, many discussions in every region of the world, and the way that we have tried to respond to that is by saying that by strengthening Indigenous women's rights, we are strengthening Indigenous people's rights. Indigenous women have been at the forefront of the Indigenous people's movement since its inception, since the Indigenous movement started to become visible 30 years ago in the United Nations. And Indigenous women have always put at the center of the struggle the life of the community. What we are saying is that in the process of protecting the life and protecting the collectivity, you cannot forget individual rights of women.
Thank you very much, Monica. Can we end it by, would you give a message to Indigenous women listening to this interview about this report and the importance of looking at violence against women?
Yes. I think that the most important message that I could give is that, first of all, we need to challenge the current discourse and the current analysis of human rights that is in place. Because I think that the current framework of the human rights does not open our mind to having all the rights on the table. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I think that we need to continue to try to bring back the principle of the seventh generation and to apply that to everything that we do in our life when it comes to dealing with violence against women, when it comes to dealing with any aspect of our life, so that we understand that our actions and our decisions will impact the seven generations to come, and that we need to pay respect for the women that came before us in the movement. And I think that we need to be always conscious that our perspective need to reflect the perspective of women who are in the global south, of women who are on the ground, women who are at the community level, and women who are responding to immediate needs. Thank you.